It's 8:36 on the Jefferson Exchange on a Wednesday morning. That makes it Vents Day. Every week, every Wednesday that we are live here, we produce our Vents Day segment. It's a couple of topics thrown on the table and your chance to comment on those. Our topics today, arming teachers or other school officials and regulating GMO crops. What's the appropriate place or level of government for that? Join us on the Exchange at 800-838-3760, anywhere in the listening area. Our Rogue Valley local number, 541-552-6782. Our email address, jx@jeffnet.org. And we're in Ash Valley. Get it started. Welcome to Vents Day.
Yeah, well, I think it's a symptom of a culture sickness, you know, with the guns in the schools. You know, now we're going to give them to the teachers, too, so they can fight back, I guess. But anyway, here's what I have to say, really. It's systemic dysfunction caused by the disconnect between first principles and present policies, which has been evidenced by class warfare and the lack of intellectual moral integrity. It's a reversal. Instead of regulating commerce, commerce regulates Congress, giving people limited choices handed down corporately and controlled politically. These choices have violated the first principle that can be taken from the Declaration of Independence, the laws of nature and of nature's God.
And so is there a solution here?
Well, I think what we need, I think I've been saying this all along, is that we need a constitutional renaissance. We need public education based upon the wording of the Constitution and the intent of it taken from, you know, its founding documents, starting with the Declaration of Independence and the Articles of Confederation. And I think, you know, our health care and everything else, you know, the GMO stuff we're all complaining about, it's all corporately controlled. You know, it's the choices handed down corporately. But I think if we actually wanted to fix our health in this country, we could start by replicating the VA hospital, you know. If we have the benefits that vets get, and basically we're all veterans today because we're at war, you know. The country's been attacked, basically, so we're all veterans, so they ought to just nationalize. I mean, replicate the VA around across the country for everybody.
All right. Thanks for the call, Edward. Good to have you. This is Vents Day on the Jefferson Exchange. Our topics are arming teachers or other school officials and regulating GMO crops. What's the appropriate level for that now that the state of Oregon essentially said to the counties, we'll handle it at the state level, not you at the county level? With that one exception, Jackson County still gets to have its vote on regulating GMO crops in May of next year. Your thoughts? Welcome here at the Jefferson Exchange, 800-838-3760. Anywhere you can hear us in the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782. Email jx@jeffnet.org. Nicole in Ashland, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day.
Hello, thank you for taking my call. Well, the GMO situation is really dire because the point is that if it's allowed in one section of the country, the seeds go everywhere, so it's going to contaminate a huge section of the whole area. So it can't be controlled, in other words. And I think what happened earlier when they were doing some experiments and they found GMO in some of the crops they were sending to Japan is a very good, it just shows how dire a situation it is and how it can't be allowed anywhere in the country. It's going to be everywhere. And that's the whole point of the Monsanto Corporation, is to undermine organic crops, which have cut into their profits. It's all profit.
Well, but don't you think Monsanto would be in big favor of organic crops if it could make a pile of money making those?
No, because organic crops aren't already making the main part of the market, and they couldn't, because already they started this scheme quite a few years ago in the 80s. I remember there was a referendum on it in the whole nation, and 80% of people didn't want GMOs, and yet they found a way around, like Hydra, cutting off one head and new one grows up and a new idea. It's really diabolical, and really people should be a little more aware of what's going on. Europe was far ahead of the U.S., In areas like this have banned GMO crops. They don't want them. At least most of the countries in Europe, as far as I know.
All right. Thanks for that, Nicole. Appreciate it. This is Vents Day on the Jefferson Exchange. We're taking your comments on arming teachers or other school officials. That's topic A. Topic B is the idea of regulating genetically modified organisms, GMO crops. Should it be done at the state level, county level, federal level? Should there be any regulations whatsoever? Join us on the exchange. Tony from Talent, we used to call him, emailed in to say on September 6th, Scientific American's editorial board wrote an article in which they come out against labeling genetically modified organism food. And I just checked this. It is, in fact, true. As the editors of Scientific American correctly point out, we've been eating GMO food since the dawn of agriculture through a long process of selected breeding. Clearly, no more regulation is needed than is currently undertaken. Tony writes, I realize that the Luddite fringe are unlikely to read journals like Scientific American, so perhaps you might elucidate your audience by providing the link for them to read and learn. The current European popular superstition that decries genetically improved crops is a carefully orchestrated political campaign to protect the inefficiencies of European, particularly French, agriculture. It is not science-based, but nothing more than old-fashioned protectionism. That from Tony and Talent. Let's go on and talk to Pam and Dexter. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day. GMOs and armed teachers are topics.
Hi. Well, I actually like Scientific American, and I like to read about science, and I also have watched Genetic Roulette, which a lot of people can see on YouTube, which shows a lot of reason for concern about GMO foods. And I worked on a campaign almost 15 years ago where we were trying to get labeling for genetically modified food. And Monsanto came in, and right at the end of the campaign, most people were in favor of it. They spent $3 million saying your grocery bill is going to go up $200 a week, which is an outright lie. And people got afraid and voted against it. Now they're doing the same thing in Washington, and I think they're spending about $5 million against labeling. So, you know, the whole thing about local control is so basic to our democracy that a community should be able to have the right to determine how the community is run. And to take that away, it seems so undemocratic, just at the fundamental level, no matter what issue we're talking about. And there's a lot of concern for GMOs. And Monsanto wants to control the seeds. They want to control the food supply. And, you know, this whole thing about genetically modified foods are going to increase the amount, the yields and all that has been shown to be untrue. And it is fundamentally different than than what they were doing with the same breed. This is putting various breeds, combining them and using their genetic tools. It just doesn't make any sense to put it on the market until years and years of study has been done. But, you know, Monsanto's looking for the fat, quick buck, and I'm just fundamentally, the whole thing about the state saying that we can't make laws for our community is just wrong. And as far as teachers having guns, come on, more guns means more death.
All right. Thanks for that, Pam. Always good to talk to you. Pam and Dexter here on the Jefferson Exchange on our Vents Day segment, where our topics are GMO regulations and what's the appropriate level of government for those, if any. And our other topic, of course, whether or not teachers should be armed, a la the discussion going on in the Eagle Point School District right now. And a couple things I want to follow up with what Pam was talking about. Indeed, in this election in this November's election, the state of Washington is voting on Initiative 522, which is a GMO labeling measure very similar to what California voted on with Prop 37 last November, and Prop 37 failed, in large part to the very tactics she's talking about, where the people who opposed the labeling measure, came in and spent a whole lot of money late in the campaign. And the same sorts of things are happening right now. Let's get your take on these issues at 800-838-3760, 541-552-6782, jx@jeffnet.org. Here's David in Ashland. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for the topic on teachers with guns. You know, I've been teaching middle school for 15 years. You're not going to get many teachers calling in because they're all at work right now.
Sure.
But I wanted to tell you that the high-stakes testing and the No Child Left Behind and the race to the top, all these kinds of things that put pressure on teachers and on the kids is really making it so it's hard to inspire kids. And I think all this stuff is really just a symptom of the military-industrial complex, because the more that we just have an arms race in the classroom, the more it's going to be like the world that we live in. You know, we've got lots of freedom for guns in this country, and it's not really solved the problem. There's no other country on the planet that has the kind of shootouts that we have in our schools. I personally think it's due to way too much violence in the media, in video games, TVs, and movies. And, you know, I think that if you just try to increase the level of firepower, that's really not the solution. We could increase security standards like we have in lots of schools. We could have maybe one armed security guard and metal detectors like they have in inner-city schools. You know, when I was a kid, we used to hide under the desks because we thought the Russians were going to nuke us.
All right, the air raid drills. I remember those myself.
And now we have these intruder drills where they do lockdowns. And it's really difficult as a teacher to try to explain to the kids what you're preparing for without just making them honestly totally afraid for their lives that this is a real possibility. And, of course, it's a real possibility. But, you know, I really think that just racing to the top, you know, Obama's changed it from No Child Left Behind to race to the top. It's all part of this military-industrial complex where we're trying to outgun each other.
All right, David, thanks for the thoughts. Appreciate it. This is Vince Day on the Jefferson Exchange. We're taking your phone calls, your emails, polite, please, polite venting, on the topic of arming teachers or other school officials and what the proper level of government is for regulating GMO crops, if any. 800-838-3760, 541-552-6782. Email address is jx@jeffnet.org. Email here from Joe in Talent. Not sure our schools are the proper place to argue the Second Amendment. Having lived in other cities and seeing the threat levels there, the idea of arming a teacher in the Rogue Valley is laughable. If you can't inspire your students to deal with issues in a civilized way, you need another career, not being armed. That from Joe in Talent. Dwayne and Eugene, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day. Dwayne, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, I just started to go off topic, but I wanted to respond to a previous caller who made the suggestion that we all deserve the same benefits as veterans because here in America we're all somehow veterans because we've been, I guess he was saying, affected by this war on terror because, you know, after 9/11 he's suggesting that we're all veterans. Just because we've been affected by some war, that there's been something on our ground, doesn't make us all veterans and have the same requirement to be owed something by our government as someone who's put their own life on the line on behalf of others. I just couldn't believe that claim, and I thought that was a pretty faulty assertion, and also to suggest that the veterans' benefits is such a perfect system that we all need it is also a pretty bad claim.
All right. Thanks for weighing in there, Dwayne. Appreciate it. Good to hear from you. This is Vince Day on the Jefferson Exchange. Our topics, arming teachers and regulating GMO crops. Your thoughts more than welcome. Let's go to Dennis in Eugene. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vince Day.
Howdy.
Hi.
Say, I thought I'd weigh in on the guns in school. You know, I think it's perfectly acceptable for each and every school district to decide how they want to deal with this problem that we have in America where crazy people can buy firearms or steal them or whatever and go to where the most vulnerable are and annihilate them. So Pam said that we should have local control, and I agree with that. And I think that if a school district or even a school board decides that they would like to have a number of people, whether they're teachers or professionals, that are trained and there's a place at the school where these weapons would be stored and the ammunition would be stored, it's safe from the children, I don't see anything wrong with that. I don't see why anybody would be against it, really.
Interesting. What you're talking about essentially is a well-regulated militia, aren't you?
Yeah, exactly. There's no reason why we shouldn't be able to protect ourselves from crazy people. And I think that people who say that you shouldn't be able to do that haven't just thought it out really good because if you know that somebody, if you're a criminal and you know that somebody that you're thinking about going and robbing or doing mayhem to is armed and actually knows how to use the weapon, and it's, you know, you might think twice about it. In fact, I guarantee you they will, because most of those folks are cowards. The reason that they're going where they're going is because they know there's not going to be any opposition.
Hmm. I wonder, though, if you're mentally ill, as all the accounts of Adam Lanza were in Connecticut, if it really matters to you.
Yeah, I think it would have. You know, he didn't go to the police department and start shooting. He went to grade school.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thanks for the thoughts, Dennis. Always good to talk to you. Let's go to Sandy in Mount Shasta. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day. Armed teachers and GMO crop regulation, our topics.
Yeah, I have to respectfully disagree with what was just said. Not long after the Sandy Hook shooting, was it Sandy Hook? Was that the name of the school?
Sandy Hook, yeah, Connecticut, yes. Mm-hmm.
Saw a video online where they ran an experiment where they took college students who were familiar with the use of guns, most of them were gun owners. They armed them with fake guns, and they set up these scenarios where while they were in the middle of a class, suddenly someone would burst into the room and start shooting. Not really, of course.
Mm-hmm.
The idea was that what they found was that even people who had lots of familiarity with guns were completely ineffective in trying. Most of them couldn't even get the gun out of the holster in time. And that essentially there was no protection whatsoever. And if you talk to any police officers who are part of SWAT teams or anything like that, they will tell you that they have to train constantly to maintain the kind of edge that they need to be able to react in an unexpected situation. And no teachers have the time for that, nor do any teacher I know want to do anything like that. Mm-hmm. What the earlier teacher said, I thought was completely right on. The teaching is an incredibly difficult job in these days. We keep making it harder and harder. And I know that because I've worked in classrooms and, you would not be contributing, you'd actually be contributing to making kids much more fearful and actually much less safe, I think.
Well, thanks for raising this. Go ahead.
On GMOs, all you have to do is look at who is putting the money behind these things and why they, right from the get-go, they wanted to block any possible restrictions placed on them to rush these things to market. And I think it was Pam said, that organizations like Monsanto definitely want to own our food supply, period. And that's a really dangerous thing to allow corporations to own our food supply and reduce the diversity that we need in order to maintain a healthy food supply.
Nice.
And I guess that's probably all I need to say about that.
All right, Sandy, thanks for the thoughts. Appreciate it. This is Vents Day on the Jefferson Exchange. Our topic's the GMO crop regulation picture, whether it's happened at the state level, at the county level. Big issue in Oregon right now, obviously. And our other issue, of course, is whether teachers should be armed. Join us on the Exchange, 800-838-3760, 541-552-6782. Let's go to Cynthia in Talent. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day.
Yes, good topics. I think we really need to make a distinction between genetically modified, as in hybridization,
mm-hmm.
and genetic engineering, as in gene splicing. And it's really unfortunate that the sort of the general media is calling, the whole lumping them together. Because, yes, we have had hybridizing since the days of, Luther Burbank and earlier. And that's, I think, where Tony's comment was coming from.
Mm-hmm.
But that's very different from gene splicing, where you take a gene from a fish, for instance, and put it in a corn plant.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what people are rightly frightened of.
It involves the use of the gene gun, as I think is where the line is usually drawn.
Yes, mm-hmm. And this is something that's really a Pandora's box, and people are, I think, rightly feeling that we need to do more studies. They haven't wanted to do more studies, and actually the FDA and the chemical agriculture people are kind of a revolving door in terms of regulating themselves, mm-hmm. basically. The same folks go in and out. So I think I'm not willing to take that risk, and I think that, we need to really have more studies, and I think we should be allowed to locally mandate to protect ourselves and to protect our small farms and seed growers here in the Rogue Valley from contamination from these really untested situations. And Monsanto really makes their money because they make these Roundup Ready crops that require heavy uses of Roundup, which is a product that they also sell.
Right, the pesticides that they make, yeah, it's all that
stuff.
Yeah,
so
Cynthia,
I
want to move on because we have three more calls to take before we get out of the hour.
Sure.
Thanks so much for calling with your thoughts on the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day. Mark in Reading, welcome to the Jefferson Exchange.
Yes, on farming teachers, there was the first case of school shooting that I remember was in San Diego, where a young woman was given a rifle by her grandfather for Christmas, and so a few days later she was shooting out of her basement window into the schoolyard across the street. And when they asked her why she did it, she said she didn't like Mondays. And so armed teachers would be useless in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
And if people knew they were armed, then they could just go out and, you know, get on top of a building and shoot down into the school or whatever. On GMOs, monoculture is just laziness. You know, people want to grow the same crop on the same soil year after year after year,
mm-hmm.
and it's not good. All it does is make the soil just a medium for holding the roots. You know, it doesn't make the soil any better. It makes it worse. It destroys the soil, and that's why Monsanto wants. Because they're into monoculture.
It's a really a factory farming kind of situation.
Absolutely, that's all that they want. They don't want anybody to be able to grow their own food. I know of an organic farmer in North Dakota that raises 8 different grain crops rotationally.
All right, thanks for the call, Mark. Appreciate that. Final call of the hour goes to Jason in Mount Shasta. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day.
Good morning.
Hi.
I guess my vent is more of a question I'll put out there for the GMO labeling discussion. I'm not sure why we are focused on forcing everyone to label GMOs instead of encouraging people who don't use them to promote that on their food products, so we can use the free market to encourage people into this discussion about GMOs.
In other words, have GMO free on the label of the food products?
Right. The same way we label organic. We don't force people to label their food as not organically grown. We encourage people to label their food organic.
That's true. There's nothing to stop the voluntary applying of the label in either direction, either for the people who do have GMO products in their food to say, hey, yeah, there's GMO in here, or more likely the people who don't have it to say GMO free. I think I have seen some of those, and it's a good point, Jason. Thanks for bringing that up. And thanks to all of you for listening to and taking part in our Vents Day segment. As expected, a lively discussion, and these issues are not going away. We'll talk about them again down the road on the Jefferson Exchange on Vents Day.